Let me show you one of the things that we did, and this is kind of what we're going to be talking about today. The auto showroom, some rate structure. Don't get excited. We're not going to talk specific rates. Products online, and then something that we did in Jacksonville. It's a little bit out of the box. First thing is our response to the soft market in automotive. A print piece that Christina mentioned, and it's our Chevy showroom. We asked them what they needed. Find out what they want. It's going to be a recurring theme today. Get used to it. This is what we did. We partnered with the Southern Chevy Dealers Association. They took part of their dues, their money due, their association dues for the project. Four dealers are profiled in each one of these four sections. We did one in July. We did one just a couple weeks ago. And we've got another one coming up in February and then one in the spring. The dealer association determined the content. Four eight-page broadsheet sections, July, October, January, preceding Speed Week in Daytona, and in spring 2007. We haven't figured that date out yet, but we have all of them sold. In each one of these are four models, four dealers, and each showroom includes a full page of fuel economy information, helpful facts about Chevrolet. Again, they determined what was in this. And I have a stack of them down here if you'd like to get some when we get through. Back cover, a map with all of the association members and the Southern Chevy dealers in our area. Full page ads, along with everything in there too. In-paper promotion, our Friday and Saturday auto section, we used the top and the left rail to promote the section was coming and then promoted it in the Saturday section when it actually was published. Coverage, 190,000 press run, 4,500 for the association members. And these are probably as important as anything. Contact your Chevy Dealers Association. Present the concept. If they don't like it, don't want to do it, And for some of your dealers in some of your markets, they won't want to be next to a competitor. Because when you put those four guys in the middle there, they're going to be next to each other. But if they don't want it, go to Ford, go to Chrysler. Keep the same designer. We did that on all of our sections to keep continuity. Set up your deadlines to allow for multiple proofs. Allow ample time for the completion of the dealer profile so that you get all that. That's a big, big part of this. They love to see their photos in there and get good information. Double check the websites, phone numbers, all of those things that we don't do sometimes as well as we should. Be present in the press room, even if it's 6:30 in the morning when the thing is coming off the press to make sure it's right. High bright paper, we used, I think on this first one that I've got examples of, was 45-pound high bright. Glossy, if you can afford it. We decided to do it on the 45-pound because we could do it in-house. And then promote the section with house ads. The front of your wheels or auto sections, it really helps. Let's talk a little bit about revenue agreements. If you haven't done a revenue agreement. What's the difference between a revenue agreement and a lineage contract? Well, everything in a revenue agreement, anything they do in any of our products, including online, goes toward fulfillment of those revenue agreements. 10 steps. Again, pretty easy. Talk to your dealers. Find out what they want. Sometimes they may not know themselves, so you're going to have to pull it out of them. What do they like about your rates now? What don't they like? What will give them more advertising for the money they spend? And again, these probably look very basic. These are my 10. You can probably have your own 10 out there. But look at your current rates and packages. Make sure they're not all over the board. If you've got somebody on a $200,000 revenue agreement, make sure that all of those $200,000 revenue agreement rates are fairly close together and not scattered all over the country. Look at your highest commitment level. Then look at your lowest. Run an average rate report of all your dealers. Find out what they're spending and what their rates are. Look at developing a commitment or, as you'll see in a minute, maybe a no commitment level. Keep the level simple. Another point that Christina made. Keep it simple. Keep it easy for you as well as for them. Become a partner. Show them that we can change as an industry and we can help them with their business. Be aware of the auto market in your area. If times remain difficult, maybe you don't do a rate increase, or maybe it's smaller than another category. Pay attention to your competition. Move market share. My staff right now, that's the key thing for 2007, one of our wildly important goals, is to move market share. I don't want all of the TV budget. I don't want all of that cable budget. Just want little bits and pieces, because that's going to get me to my goal that I have to make in the automotive category. And then include the internet and any kind of events whenever you can. These are ideas. We came up with these. I spent about 3 months sleepless nights trying to come up with something to do for our guys. They kept telling us, your rates are all over the board. There's no continuity to it. So we came up with exactly what they asked for. I don't want to commit to a dollar amount, and I don't want to commit to a time period. So we gave it to them. And we gave them three separate rates, a full page, full run, full page with color, and a rate for that, a flat rate. Full run, less than a full page with color, and a full run agate for the liners. That's it. It covers all of our full run products. Our part run products, and we've got a lot, about 19 or 20, are 10% off the lowest rate card rate. That's it. They don't have to make a commitment. We took one of our Chevy dealers who had not been in the newspaper in over 12 months. They came back and are running a full page every Saturday because we gave them this with no commitment.